Sejam bem-vindos ao Rocket School Masterclass, a melhor escola de inglês no seu bolso. Meu nome é Kilton Fernandes e eu vou ser o seu host nessa aula de hoje. Você sente falta de praticar inglês todos os dias? Com o Rocket School Masterclass você pode estudar inglês no seu carro, na academia, no metrô e no trem, todos os dias. Lembrando que você pode nos seguir em todas as redes sociais buscando por Rocket School Podcast. Agora, aumente o volume, pegue seu caderno e vamos para a nossa Masterclass de hoje. E vamos começar a aula de hoje com um texto que vai servir de base para todas as nossas atividades do dia. Por isso, preste bastante atenção às instruções. Primeiro, se possível, tenha um bloco de anotações em mãos. Segundo, ouça o texto com atenção e tome nota dos pontos que você julgar importantes. Quanto mais notas você tomar, mais informações você terá para desenvolver as atividades seguintes. Terceiro, anote suas dúvidas. E quarto, se você não puder tomar notas porque você está dirigindo ou por qualquer outro motivo, não se preocupe. Simplesmente ouça esse segmento mais vezes para fixar a informação. New research suggests that people's genes are key to helping them stay slim. A study from Cambridge University in the UK discovered that thin people had DNA that contains variants which helped them stay slim, and fewer variants linked to being overweight. Researchers at Faruqi, professor of metabolism and medicine, said, "We found that there are genes associated with thinness." She added, "Genes plays at least 40% of a role in people's weight. It's much more than people realize. So this might help explain why some people are naturally skinny, while others have big problems with keeping their weight down and seem to pile on the pounds so easily." The study is published in the journal PLOS Genetics. The researchers said they undertook the study to find out why so many people struggle with their weight. Over 30% of American adults are obese, while a staggering 94.5% of adults in the South Pacific island of Nauru are overweight. Professor Faruqi said she wanted to help people who are struggling with their weight. She said, "It's easy to rush to judgment and criticize people for their weight, but the science shows that things are far more complex." She added, "Healthy thin people are generally thin because they have a lower burden of genes that increase a person's chances of being overweight, and not because they are morally superior." Nossa primeira atividade no episódio de hoje tem o objetivo de te ajudar a praticar a sua conversação. Vamos fazer um exercício de faz de conta, como se eu estivesse aí do seu lado, conversando com você. Vamos pensar em outras possibilidades sobre o assunto da aula de hoje. Você pode compartilhar as suas próprias respostas em voz alta. Sim, como se seu professor estivesse aí, bem no seu bolso. Agora, siga as instruções. Primeiro, se possível, tenha um bloco de anotações em mãos. Segundo, eu vou fazer algumas perguntas que exploram outras possibilidades sobre o tema da aula de hoje. Terceiro, se possível, responda as minhas perguntas em voz alta com a sua opinião. Quarto, se por algum motivo você não se sentir confortável em me responder em voz alta, anote suas respostas no seu bloco de anotação. Quinto, anote suas dúvidas. E sexto, repita a atividade quantas vezes for necessário para você responder todas as minhas perguntas. Música. Good morning, starting another class here with Rocket School, the best English school in your pocket. My name is Couton Fernandez. I will be your instructor for the day. And the first activity we're going to have today is pretty simple. We're going to expand the discussion we started already, reading the article above. So let's discuss. Let's think about how can people control their weight. How people can control their weight, right? What are the difficulties in doing this? Let's think about it. And the first thing is food. How to control weight by controlling food. And what about exercise? Do you think exercise is enough to control weight? How to control weight by exercising. Okay, the next point we want to discuss right here is hobbies. How to control weight by controlling your hobbies. How you can control your weight by controlling your hobbies. Very nice. And how can you control your weight when we have to transport from one place to another? How can we change the way we transport ourselves? So we go to work or we go to school. How changing these aspects of our lives can help us control our weight. And how to control our weight by controlling our drinks. How can we do that? And to finish this first activity of the day, how do we control our weight by controlling hobbies as TV or the time we spent on TV and computers? That's right, that's our first warm-up for the day. Love your answers. Let's keep moving to our next activity in our class. That's a vocabulary matching activity. E nessa atividade, vamos fortalecer o seu vocabulário. Eu vou citar algumas palavras que estão presentes na aula de hoje e você deve me responder com o significado dessas palavras. Siga as instruções. Primeiro, se possível, tenha um bloco de anotações em mãos. Segundo, eu vou citar algumas palavras presentes no texto no início da aula de hoje. Terceiro, se possível, responda as minhas perguntas em voz alta com o significado de cada uma das palavras que eu citar. Quarto, se por algum motivo você não se sentir confortável em me responder em voz alta, anote suas respostas no seu bloco de anotações. Quinto, anote suas dúvidas. E sexto, repita a atividade quantas vezes for necessário para você responder todas as minhas perguntas. Okay, let's strengthen your vocabulary. Thinking about definitions, right? So the thing is, I'm gonna come up with a word. I would say a word. This word is associated to the article we have right at the beginning of our class. You guys are going to come up with a definition for this word. Okay, so I'll say the word. You guys bring a definition for this word. After that, I'm gonna give you guys a definition for this word, and you can compare my definition to your definition, and we can learn together this manner, right? First word we want to study today is suggest. What is the definition of suggests? Great! Suggests, the definition for suggest is causes one to think that something exists or is the case. So suggests cause, so the definition for suggests is causes one to think that something exists or is the case. Number two, key in the context of our article. What is the definition of key? The definition of key, according to our article, in the context of our article, is of major or crucial importance. Definition of key, according to our article, is of major or crucial importance. That's nice, eh? What is the word for variant? What is the definition, sorry, for the word variant? It's a form or version of something that is different in some way from other forms of the same thing. Definition for variant is a form or version of something that is different in some way from other forms or of the same thing. All right. And what is the definition for metabolism? What is the definition for metabolism? Okay, the definition for metabolism is the chemical process that occurs inside a living thing in order to maintain life. The chemical process that occurs inside a living thing in order to maintain life. Number five, the fifth word you're going to be studying today is realize. What is the definition for realize? Alright, to realize, according to the article, is the definition for realize is to understand clearly. When you realize something, you understand something clearly, right? Number six, skinny. What is the definition of skinny? Skinny, the definition for skinny, according to our article, is very thin, about someone's body, in fact. And so, when someone is very thin, the person is skinny. Last word you'll be studying today is pile on. Pile on. What is the definition for pile on? Pile on, the definition for pile on is to add to something quickly. Pile on is add to something quickly. So in the article, we have one excerpt which says, this might help explain why some people are naturally skinny while others have big problems with keeping their weight down and seem to pile on the pounds so easily. So definition for pile on, according to our article this morning, is to add to something quickly. And that was our activity. We have some more activities. Let's head to our next activity in our class. Essa é uma atividade de compreensão de texto. Vamos fazer um pequeno teste para saber o quanto você conseguiu absorver do texto do episódio de hoje. Siga as instruções. Primeiro, se possível, tenha um bloco de anotações em mãos. Segundo, eu vou fazer afirmações sobre o texto no início da aula de hoje. Terceiro, se possível, responda as minhas perguntas em voz alta com true para verdadeiro ou false para falso. Quarto, se por algum motivo você não se sentir confortável em me responder em voz alta, anote suas respostas no seu bloco de anotações. Quinto, anote suas dúvidas. E sexto, repita essa atividade quantas vezes for necessário para você responder todas as minhas perguntas. Okay, this is a comprehension activity. I want to make sure how much you have absorbed from the article we have studied in the beginning of the activity, right? So I will come up with a statement from the article, and you guys are going to tell me if it's true or false. Simple as like that, right? A, researchers found a key to help people lose weight. Researcher found a key to find to help people lose weight. This is false. This is false. No, it's not. That's not what they found. They found the evidences that people, some skinny people, they are skinny because they have a gene, a specific gene in their DNA. All right, so it's not a key that they found, a magical key, right? B, a professor of metabolism and medicine was one of the researchers. A professor of metabolism and medicine was one of the researchers. True or false? That was true. Yeah, that was true. That's something we learned from the article. C, genes play at least a 40% role in people's weight. Genes play at least a 40% role in people's weight. True or false? According to the article, that's also true. Huh? That's true. That's big. Eh? 40% role. 40%. That's a lot, man. That's big. D, the article said some people seem to easily pile on the pounds. The article said some people seem to easily pile on the pounds. True or false? This is also true according to the article, right? E, the article said over 40% of American adults are obese. The article said over 40% of American adults are obese. True or false? This is false, according to the article. According to the article, over 30% of American adults are obese. All right, 40% of American adults are obese. F, over 94% of adults on the island of Nauru are overweight. Over 94% of adults on the island of Nauru are overweight. True or false? According to the article, this is true. That's insane. So there are a lot of insane things about Nauru. Nauru is a very small island next to Australia coast. And there are two very interesting facts about Nauru. First, 94.5% of adults on the island of Nauru are obese. Second, they have a concentration camp for some refugees, environmental migrants in the Pacific. It's a very interesting story. Some of these days are going to tell the story here. G, the professor didn't want to help people who struggle with their weight. True or false? According to the article, this is false. The professor wanted, that was one of his intentions, was to, her intention was to help people who struggle with their weight. And H, to end, to finish our activity, the professor said thinner people were morally superior. The professor said thinner people were morally superior. True or false? This is false. According to the article, this professor, she said that the people who are thinner, they're not morally superior. They might, maybe they have a different genes. They have different genes inside their DNA, right? That's one of the reasons. Okay, that was our comprehension activity, our true or false activity for the day. Nessa atividade, vamos discutir o tema do episódio de hoje. Eu vou fazer algumas perguntas sobre o tema e você vai me responder com a sua opinião. Siga as instruções. Primeiro, se possível, tenha um bloco de anotações em mãos. Segundo, eu vou fazer perguntas para iniciar uma discussão sobre o tema da aula de hoje. Terceiro, se possível, responda as minhas perguntas em voz alta com a sua opinião. Quarto, se por algum motivo você não se sentir confortável em me responder em voz alta, anote suas respostas no seu bloco de anotações. Quinto, anote suas dúvidas. Sexto, repita a atividade quantas vezes for necessário para você responder todas as minhas perguntas. Let's have some comprehension question. Let's think about, let's learn more about the article by answering these questions right here. So the first question I ask you guys is, what university are the researchers from? What university are the researchers from? Cambridge University. Number two, what is one of the researchers a professor of? What is one of the researchers a professor of? Metabolism and medicine. That's the answer. Next question. What did the professor find that genes are associated with? What did the professor find the genes are associated with? Thinness. According to the professor, genes are associated with thinness. Number four, how much of a role do genes play in people's weight? How much of a role do genes play in people's weight? According to the article, over 40%. Number five, where did the article say overweight people pile on? According to the article, people pile on the pounds, so they keep getting fatter and fatter without actually having a different behavior. Have the same behavior and gain more and more weight. Number six, what is the name of the journal the research is published on? What is the name of the journal the research is published on? Alright, according to the article is PLOS Genetics. Very nice. Number seven, how many American adults did the article say were obese? Over 40%. That's it. That was all of the activities we had for the class today. So I wish you guys a very good day at work, at school, whatever you guys are heading to. But that's the idea. Come back tomorrow morning. Listen to our podcast next morning. All right, on your car, on the train, on your commute over to the work, to college, to any other aspect of your life. Listen to our podcast, practice your English, and send me your feedback. It's a pleasure to receive you guys, and I see you guys tomorrow. E ficamos por aqui com o nosso programa de hoje. Lembrando que você pode encontrar todo o nosso conteúdo no bit.ly/rocketschool. bit.ly/rocketschool. Ou em qualquer rede social como @rocketschoolpodcast. E para receber todas as nossas atualizações no seu celular, é só assinar o nosso programa no seu agregador de podcasts predileto ou no Spotify, simplesmente buscando por Rocket School. E se você estiver usando um iPhone, iPod ou iPad, por favor, deixe uma recomendação para o nosso podcast no seu Apple Podcasts. E ainda, você pode recomendar esse episódio para um colega que também quer aprimorar o inglês. Isso tudo vai nos ajudar a alcançar mais e mais ouvintes e aumentar a nossa comunidade. Rocket School, a melhor escola de inglês no seu bolso.